Softly small, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations. Vibrations I have man with her. Gotta keep those wonder vibrations I have man with her. Gotta keep those wonder.
And you're listening to WONY, Oneonta, New York, 90.9 on your FM dial. This is WONY Alumni Weekend and Reunion Weekend, I guess it is. We're looking forward to seeing all the good old DJs and some of those bad old DJs, too. I think I count myself as one of those. A little bit of news for you today. Nothing much terribly exciting, but just want to let you know that the Fed is no longer doing a criminal probe of the Fed chairman. We do still have ongoing... Well, it's a ceasefire still in the Persian Gulf, so you haven't got to worry about that one right now at this particular point in time. Of particular importance is the president has now authorized the FDA to move fast-track review of a couple of new pharmaceuticals. Make sure you don't take those before you do your studying, because we want to make sure that you're looking and feeling your best before you go in there. And other than that, not much terribly exciting going on in the world. But I have to tell you, it's a beautiful cloudy day here in Oneonta, New York. We did have an opportunity to try and see if the sundial was working on top of the outfitter store. And as expected, that probably is, let's call it the least used architectural object on campus. At any rate, we're going to have fun with you. This is now the official start of the alumni weekend. You're listening to Kim Doolittle. This is what used to be the show, Doolittle in the Morning. We're going to have a little bit of a couple of themes for you today. But we're going to start off the way we almost always start off my show, just recognizing that here we are, a bunch of old DJs.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you. Good morning, boys, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I
drinking I did on my last big gig. It made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again, hear the boys in Idaho. That's how this business goes. Crazy dream that I just took off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down and take me back once more. I guess he's better than me. Sure, girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man.
Today's theme for the show, at least the first half of the show, is going to be storytellers. We're going to hit some of the major storytellers from the past few decades. We're mostly going to be focusing on the 70s as we go through the story hours. And hopefully you'll enjoy the show. Sit back, relax, and listen to some Gordon Lightfoot.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down with the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and trail was bound to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel thumbs when they left for the loaded for Cleveland.
soon. But I've walked much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house and be called by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky.
Chase the clouds from
back to the desert, just for Bob and Boo. Where the Boo doesn't know what to do, got a honey jar stuck on his lips. He came to me asking help and advice, and from him no one's going. So I sent him to ask for me out of his door. Out loose and a jar from the floors of the bed. So help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house and be called by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in my life. Chase all the clouds from the sky.
Chase the clouds from
back to the days of Mr. Bobbin and Pooh.
Starting us off with WOLD from Harry Chapin. Following that was Gordon Lightfoot, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the last song was Loggins and Messina, House at Pooh Corner, one of the ones that used to play for someone used to play for my wife all the time. But apparently it wasn't me, and so I got in trouble for that. So I had to put it in the set today just in order to make sure that she got an opportunity to hear it. Anyway, we're going to continue on with our stories theme, and we're going to get a little bit louder now as we move on. This is going to be a little Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Trouble. You see jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. Saturday, and the manager gives
gives me a smile, 'cause it knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Yes, that was Billy Joel, in case you didn't know. That was Piano Man. Next song is going to be from a famous North Carolina artist. I have to recognize that because Val and I came up from from North Carolina. It was a nice trip yesterday, beautiful, coming up from, 86 degrees and sunny, coming up into the nice, cool Oneonta weather, 60 degrees and not quite so sunny. I understand it's going to be a little partly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a little, real partly cloudy. I think there's a 75% or so chance of rain tomorrow. We're looking forward to it because what's Oneonta if it's not raining out? At any rate, this is the last in this song. This is from Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly with His Song.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
And then he looked right through me.
That was the end of that set. We're now going to move on to something a little bit different. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM in Oneonta, New York. This is WONY Alumni Reunion Weekend, and we're looking forward to having all kinds of great DJs with lots of varieties of music all weekend long. I know this past year there have been a number of demonstrations that have been going on. Just want to remind you that the start of many of these public demonstrations happened back in the 60s and the early 70s as we were demonstrating against the Vietnam War. So I thought we'd go back into the time vaults a little bit and play a little bit of this protest music. And some of this goes back even into the 1950s. So listen along to some protest music from back in the good old days.
Gone
the graveyards now.
Oh, when will they pick them every one. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever
learn? Civil rights leaders are a pain in the neck. Can't hold a candle to Chiang Kai-shek. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. And the bombers are afraid of a fight. Peace hurts business, and that ain't right. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily News. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. 7 little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Castro bombing flat. He's too damn successful and we can't risk that. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. There's millions of commies in the freedom fight, yelling for Lenin and civil rights. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily News. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. 7 little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. See, Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. 7 little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. You know, John Paul Getty is just plain folks. The UN Charter is a cruel hoax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. J. Edgar Hoover is the man of the hour. All that he needs is just a little more power. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. 7 little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Lie.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of man have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
The story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. All night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
He may ride forever
beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man
citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie of the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul
Revere, he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned.
Yeah, there's a little protest music for you. It started off with Peter, Paul, and Mary, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Followed up by Daily News, which is a classic from Tom Paxton. And the group, in case you didn't recognize them, and the MTA, which is all about the fare increase of the Boston Metro, was the Kingston Trio. Got one more to go in this set. This is going to be one of those original one-hit wonders by the original cast, One Tin Soldier.
Ten children to a story that was written long ago. About a kingdom on a mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hurt your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend. One tin soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the very treasure, tons of gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets. Now the valley cry with anger, mount your horses, draw your sword, and they killed the mountain people, so they won their just reward. Now they stood beside the treasure on the mountain dark and red. Mountains are done with the tenement. This on earth was all it said.
Our protest music section. Just wanted to take a little bit of time now to talk about how much fun it is down here at the Wonnie Studios. For those of you who are not Wonnie DJs, you're really missing out. This is a wonderful opportunity, great way to build some skills, and occasionally you get to meet some old farts like me. At any rate, we have my official DJ monitor in here. And she's going to keep an eye on me, make sure that I don't do anything terribly bad. I just wanted to give her an opportunity to tell you all about life at the station today, and then we'll talk about how much different it is from back in the good old days.
I'm ready. Hi, everybody. My name is Isabel. I am currently a senior here at Oneonta, and this is my last WONI alumni weekend as a student before I come back here as official alumni, which is crazy to say. I didn't realize how 4 years actually goes by really, really fast. But they definitely, that's not a lie when people say it goes by fast, because it does.
Yeah, I'm still thinking that it went by really fast for me. I know I had way too much fun when I was here. I just want to let you know that there's a few things that have changed since we were here back in the good old days when we were here. Oneonta was number one in soccer in the country. Between Oneonta and Hartwick, had the number one team in the state and in the country for all 4 years while we were here. And the national championships got played 1 year over at Hartwick and 1 year here at Oneonta. All kinds of fun, and some of the alumni from that actually made it into the preliminary seasons of the North American Soccer League. So this is great. They all started that, and one of my good friends, Farouk Qureshi, was one of the founders of that. Some other fun things that we did. You guys all know Phippy Hall, right? Oh, Phippy Hall used to be a different color than it is now. Isabel, do you want to take a guess as to what color it was?
What is Phippy Hall? Because I don't think it's called Phippy Hall.
All right, so let me rephrase that. This is Halbert Hall.
Oh, there you go.
You guys know Halbert Hall. Halbert Hall was called Phippy Hall. It was called Phippy Hall because the dorm director at the time was Phil Preston, and Phil Preston's nickname was Phippy.
I did not know that at all. I thought it's always been Halbert Hall. That's crazy.
So did you figure out what color it is yet?
Like the outside of it?
Yeah, the outside.
I'm thinking like kind of like a dark green, like a moss green.
Well, it might have been that a little moldy in some spots, but it was too new for that. It was actually cinder block.
Oh, yeah. Well, there
and
you go.
I don't know. You're going to have to help me out here. Is there still a cafeteria down in the bottom floor of it?
There is, but it's closed off. So it's not. It's like more like an event space, but that area is still there.
Oh, well, the area was a whole lot of fun, too, and we had all kinds of crazy events there, and I'm not going to talk to you about most of them because I don't want to get in any more trouble than I already am. At any rate, we had fun with that. Something else that's new since we joined. There's a brand new field house across the street that has come in since we were here. There's a whole bunch of new buildings way up the hill, and I have no idea what all those buildings are used for. You better give me a clue.
So I think the newest building right now is Alumni Hall, which is right next to Phippy Holbert. I've never personally had a class in that building, but I think it's more for like political science majors, business majors, and inside of that building, we have like our own kind of Wall Street, I would say. Like we're all like all like the stats and all the what's it called?
Your information boards. There, you got it.
Yeah, and some information business board that they have over there, but it's very cool inside.
All right. Well, let me tell you, that's not the newest building on campus because it was around even back in the good old days when we were here. One of the most notable features of it most recently, before the studio got moved over here, was WONI used to be down there in the basement of Alumni Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know where WONI moved from in order to get to Alumni Hall?
Didn't it move? Now you're testing my WONI trivia.
You're testing your WONI
trivia. It wasn't, I remember it was an Alumni Hall.
And before Alumni Hall.
And before Alumni Hall.
It was over in the basement of Morris.
Morris?
Yeah, and then before Morris Hall.
I'm gonna give it a guess. Was it Perna, maybe? Not Perna.
No, it was Old Main. You know where Old Main is?
I don't know where Old Main is.
Well, you probably don't because it doesn't exist anymore.
Well.
Old Main was basically at the foot of the cow path.
Okay.
And that was the original school from the Oneonta Normal School back in the good old days. Then the radio station got formed down there. They moved it up to Morris Hall once they constructed the most of the buildings up up here on what's now referred to as Lower Campus. Back then, it would have been Upper Campus because Lower Campus would have been Old Main. And then what precipitated the move from Morris Hall over into Alumni Hall was the basement of Morris Hall got flooded one spring. And you'll get to hear all about that because Morris Hall, you know, with the flooding of Morris Hall, that became an emergency session to move all of the radio station, all of the albums, all of the good stuff that used to be there in Alumni Hall or in Morris Hall, had to move it over to Alumni Hall. And they had to immediately emergency create space for the radio station in order for it to exist. Anyway, Isabel's been doing a good job of monitoring me. I think I haven't messed up too much.
I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
haven't seen any mess ups yet.
well, life is good. Not bad for an old guy. Just so that you know, so that you can appreciate how old some of us are. I'm class of 1977. You know, if you can imagine people being that old. Yeah, we're going to move on to a little bit different theme now. Now that we've done some protesting, now that we've heard some good stories, we're going to start having some fun, and we're going to start dancing.
You to know.
we're going to have all kinds of fun. We've got Amelia standing in the wings getting ready to go on. I think I probably need to give her about 10 or 15 minutes worth of time so I can come up with a nice long song to get her going. It'll last at least a minute or a minute and a half, not to give her too much time. I want to do a quick shout out. One of the fun things about being here in Oneonta, or one of the sad things about being down in North Carolina now, is it's really tough to find some of the good food that we enjoy up here in upstate New York. So one of the great things that we found while we were down there is a wonderful little bagel place called Family Dough Bagels. They hopefully are listening right now. I know they were. And it's one of the few places down in the Charlotte area where you can actually find real New York bagels. They came down from Brooklyn, and they're wonderful friends of ours. Number one bagel shop in the Charlotte area. So obviously a great spot to be. As I get ready to close out my show, just want to let you know that we are thinking of all you students and looking forward to what you guys, I know, are looking forward to, and that's this.
Summertime, 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 summertime.
Summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I had